Hello, and welcome to the Gospel Bell in the Dells, a weekly podcast sharing the good news of Jesus Christ in every age and place. My name is Pastor Joseph Dogan, pastor of Bethany Lutheran Church in Wisconsin Dells. Come and hear the good news that is indeed for you.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter. Jesus said to the Jews who have believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The Son has a place there forever. So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed." Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. So in case you have missed it, today is Reformation Sunday, meaning that this is the day that we celebrate the Reformation that is said to have begun with Martin Luther nailing his 95 theses on the doors of the Catholic Church. Which this would not have been an uncommon practice at the time, as church doors often functioned as the sort of bulletin board for announcements and events, but not typically to challenge the church in such a way. These 95 theses, or we can think of them instead as 95 statements, truth statements, that Luther understood to be truth claims about God and human faith, and the ways that the church of the time was contradicting what Luther knew to be true. Now, there are those that would say that the Reformation was about grace. But we have to remember that there was so much grace at the time that it was being sold by the Catholic Church. That was a joke. Not my own, so it was a seminary professor of mine, so if it wasn't funny, we'll blame him. No, it wasn't about grace, but instead it was about faith. It was a movement of faith in not what was being done by human beings, but instead what has been done by God through the Spirit in Jesus Christ. The church at the time was saying that they could sell grace in the form of what are called indulgences. That if they gave money to the church, an individual, that they could earn their grace, or that they could even pay for their loved ones who had already died, so that they could be sure to be made to make it into heaven. But Luther came along saying that surely this is not the case. The love of God, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ cannot be sold. It cannot be earned by human means, lest we think we can minimize the power that God has in Jesus upon the cross. Surely death and sin was defeated the moment that Jesus rose from the grave, and not when my pocketbook is full enough to earn my way into heaven. We are justified only in faith alone in Christ Jesus. It is in the grace upon grace that is found in the faith of Jesus Christ that we have been saved. And there is nobody, nothing, not even the powers of creation, we are reminded, that can separate us from this love that is found in Christ Jesus our Lord. And it is this claim that we are saved by this loving grace that Martin Luther is put on trial in Worms, Germany. And then it is often called the trial of Worms, or Worms, if you want to call it that. He stood trial for his supposed blaspheming against the church. But the church gave him an out, saying that if you are to recant Martin Luther, that is, to take back what he has said, then all of his teachings and all of his sayings, then they will let him live if he just says that he was wrong. But in the face of death, knowing that the church would come after him, Luther said that he would only recant if they could point out in Scripture where he was wrong. You see, Luther was so sure of this grace that is freely given that he was willing to die so others may know the truth of God's love. He was so sure of the love of God that is so freely given that Luther spouted his famous words in the face of his oppressors, saying, "Here I stand. I can do no other." And while it was this trial and this event that really helped the Reformation pick up steam, what we need to remember is that the Reformation was not just little bobblehead Luther here. In fact, Luther never wanted this movement to be called Lutheran because he did not believe that he was creating a new church, but instead wanted to see the church that he loved live more in line with what the Gospels teach us. Luther's teachings never would have gotten as far as they did without many other factors and people in play. After the trial of Worms, Luther was swept up by Frederick III, who took him and hid him away in Wartburg Castle under his protection. And Luther wasn't even the first person to suggest such changes in the church. We must remember today also John Hus, who came shortly before Luther, who has said many of the same things as Luther, but was just a little too early. See, instead of getting a full trial like Luther and having the same political backing, Hus was instead executed. But his teachings eventually led to what now is known as the Moravian Church. And if you haven't heard of the Moravian Church, it was started in the Bohemian era, and we are partners with the Moravian Church. And they helped set the foundation of what Luther taught. Martin Luther could also not have done this if it weren't for people like Johannes Bugenhagen, who was his pastor, mentor, and friend, Luther's wife, Katie, who acted as a sounding board, and Philip Melanchthon, who helped author much of the Book of Concord. And look at this thing. If that's not impressive, I don't know what is. The Book of Concord, by the way, is the confessions and teaching of the Lutheran Church. So if you haven't heard of it, it's a good one. See, the reforming of the church took many people, and the work did not stop in the medieval ages either. Take Dietrich Bonhoeffer, for example. In fact, I was just talking about Bonhoeffer with somebody this morning. Bonhoeffer was a pastor in Germany during World War II. When many in the Nazi regime used Lutheranism as a basis for many of the atrocities they performed, Bonhoeffer instead lifted up this same Lutheranism and his faith as to why the dignity of others should be respected and honored. Now, the unfortunate truth that we need to name is that Martin Luther, has a lot of anti-Semitic work floating out there that has been used in really harmful ways, including by the Nazi regime. But there are those who look at parts of Luther's work, like Bonhoeffer, and can admit that while Luther has added a lot to the world, maybe, just maybe, Luther is still human and didn't get it 100% right. As the world continues to change, we need to keep reforming. Always reforming. This is what the theme of the 500-year anniversary of the Reformation was 6 years back. Because this work does not stop. God does not stop. With every new generation of the baptized, we continue to listen to new voices and make room at the table for new thoughts, new expressions, and new ways to live into the love of God that continues to be among us even now. The heart of the church, that is Jesus Christ, is going to keep beating long after any of us are still alive. But the only way that we can continue to be a community that is of God and of the world is to find a balance between the wisdom of our elders and the listening to the cries of pain coming from the next generation. Today, as you already know, we also celebrate the baptism of a new member of this community here in just a few moments. One who is not yet able to speak for themselves. So instead, we as a community promise that we will raise them up in good faith and in the wisdom that can only be found in the Spirit of God. We celebrate the sure reminder that God continues to do new things among us, and it is in the faith of Jesus Christ that we find hope that the Reformation will continue for the good of the world in such little ones as these. So, if you are here and you are under the age of 18, this message is for you. You are part of the church that is ever growing, changing, and evolving. The power is in your hands to help decide what it is going to look like in the future. For those of you who are over 18, which is most of you, it is up to you to raise them in good faith. Not just faith, not blind faith, not bad faith, but in good faith, so that the love of God may be known to them and spread throughout the world. It is in good faith, the knowing the love of God that is for all people, no matter age, gender, race, or any other petty thing that we use to separate ourselves. It is upon a faith such as this that we can say, as Luther said years ago, "Here I stand. I can do no other, by the grace of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." Amen.
Thank you again for listening to our weekly podcast, The Gospel Bell in the Dells. To find out more about this ministry or learn ways to support us, please go and follow us on Facebook at Bethany Lutheran Church or at our website at dellsbethanylutheran.org.